Quelch stared at Sribsy.
How did you know that?
The young mole wriggled his snout.
I guessed it, sir.
Brinty was already dashing down the wall steps.
The diminutive tome! We left it by the pond!
Abbess Lysian, by far the best runner, reached the pond ahead of Brinty. Grouped the mole babe and her accomplice Grumby the hog babe were about to launch the tome into the water. Lysian snatched it from the two indignant Dibbons.
Give me that book this very instant!
The infant mole maid protested.
Wait a moment, you're going for a sail on a pond, Hoppers.
Lysian stamped her footpaw down forcefully.
Not today or any other day, Missy. The very idea of it, sailing a precious tome on the water, really.
Hog babe Grumby was the picture of dejection.
It'd be good ideas was making a boat.
The tome was carried to the orchard, where it would be much safer. Holtquell took charge of the proceedings once more.
Right. What have we got so far? See the Geminia tome. What comes next, sister?
Snowdrop uttered a single word.
Chap.
Giri scoffed.
Huh. Chap is for chapter. Even I know that.
The abbess patted his paw fondly.
Which shows that you're making great progress as a scholar. Bet you can't solve the last bit, though. It says, seasons by seasons times seasons.
Giri scuffed the grass with his foot paws.
No, Mother Abbess. I have no clue what it means.
The kindly abbess smiled at his embarrassment.
Not to worry, young'un. Neither have I. Does any beast know?
She scanned the circle of blank faces. Mole Mum Burby raised her paw.
Mayhaps us'uns be thinking better at a dinner.
Lysian hugged her old friend.
Where would we be without mole logic? What a good idea, Burby. Brinty, Giri, bring those two books along. We don't want them ending up as boats for the Dibbons.
Skipper Banjon and Brink Greyspoke arrived back from their journey to the coast neatly in time for dinner. They were inundated with questions about their trip and Tyria's departure. Brink was thankful when Brother Perrant called silence for the abbess's grace. Lysian's gentle tones echoed clearly around Great Hall. Skipper gazed around at the faces of his friends, tinged by soft pastel lights flooding down through the tall stained-glass windows. It was good to be home again. He hoped someday his daughter would return to the beloved abbey, where she could sit with him and listen to the evening grace which the Mother Abbess intoned calmly.
Mother Nature Bountiful, we thank thee one and all, for good food the summer yields to creatures at Redwall. May our abbey prosper through seasons yet to be, helped by those who tended the earth in harmony with thee.
The Redwallers fell to with a will. Bowls and plates clattered as the various delicacies were shared among young and old. Summer salads, new baked breads, cordials, teas, and October ale.